Nash, builders of Nash Motor Cars. Kelvinator, builders of Kelvinator Home Appliances. Nash Kelvinator, one of America's great independent companies, welcomes you to the NK Musical Showroom, starring the Andrews Sisters. This is Harlow Wilcox inviting you to listen to the music of the Andrews Sisters, Kurt Massey, Vic Schoen and his orchestra, and in the Nash Kelvinator Green Room, tonight's guest, George Jessel. And here are Kurt Massey and the Ambassadors and the Andrews Sisters.
Somewhere a bird who is valued.
It's a grand night for singing. The stars are bright above. The earth is aglow, and to add to the show,
I think I am falling in love. Falling in love.
Maybe it's more than the moon. Maybe it's more than the bird.
Maybe it's more than the sight of the night and a light too lovely for words.
Maybe it's more shiny and silvery blue.
Maybe the reason I'm feeling this way has something to do with you.
Somewhere a bird who is bound he'll be heard is throwing his heart at the sky.
It's a grand night for singing. The stars are bright above.
The earth is aglow, and to add to the show, I think I am falling in love. Falling, falling in love.
Maybe just a little more than the sight of the night in the light, too lovely for words.
Maybe it's more than the earth, shiny and silvery blue.
Maybe the reason I'm feeling this way has something to do with you. It's a great, great night for singing, ta-la, the stars are bright above.
Very, very.
Patty, now that you and the gals have opened up such a pleasant groove for tonight's singing, how's about staying right in there with a great tune that's custom-made for you and Maxine and Laverne?
Okay, it's a deal, Harlow. We'll just try it on for size right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Andrews Sisters remodeling one of their great record favorites. Full in the chorus, pleated on the verse, and repeated on the release.
Peterman, young Manuel, he held her like this. This fellow, he said he was glad he'd met her, and soon he would come and get her. But she said, no, no, I cannot go until I know you better. Tippy-tippy-tin, tippy-tin, tippy-tippy-tan, tippy-tan. He kept on a-stealing, and he had a feeling she was satisfied. Tippy-tippy-tin, tippy-tin, tippy-tippy-tan, tippy-tan. She was saying go to her, so he held her, that's how he complied.
One night when the moon was so mellow, Rosita met young Manuelo. He held her like this. This lovely miss then stole the kiss. Hey, this fellow, he said he was glad that he had met her, and soon he would come and get her. But she said, no, no, I cannot go home until I know you better.
Wonderful, Andrews Sisters.
Oh, thank you, Harlow. We love you, too.
Thank you.
But as always, the big moment is that guy who messes with the moonlight and rambles with the roses. The man with the hubba, 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 Kurt Massey.
Well, thank you, Patty, and a slight hubba right back at you.
Look, if I may intrude on the Massey-Andrews Mutual Admiration Society, Mr. Massey, sir, we're waiting on you for a song.
Well, Mr. Wilcox, sir, your slightest wish is my command. Folks, I got a tune, a ballad with a touch of blues that I think's going places.
And here it is. Kurt Massey sings A Stranger in Town.
Just arrived on the 7:10. Thought I'd see that old guy again. But you know how they come and go. I'm just a stranger in town. Everywhere, everyone I see seems to wonder who I can be. And I swear no one seems to care about a stranger in town. I saw a cottage on a lonely old street. The weeds have grown round the gate. Somehow I felt that you would wait here, my sweet. But it looks like I'm too late. Guess I'll leave on the 12:02. Can't believe that there's no more you. Is there nothing for me? Will I always be a stranger in my own hometown? Nothing for me. Will I always be a stranger in my own hometown?
It won't be long now. No, sir. One day very soon, you're going to slide behind the wheel of a big, sleek, expensive-looking Nash 600. And you're going to enjoy new driving thrills no other car can offer. You're going to find out that, big as it is, the new Nash 600 parks and steers with greater ease than you'd ever dream possible. And you'll find a new kind of body, too. Instead of a separate body and frame, the new Nash 600 is designed as a single unit of welded steel. Stronger, safer, yet 500 pounds lighter. The big new Nash 600 will deliver 25 to 30 miles on a gallon at moderate highway speeds. Try it out on a rough stretch and see how those deep coil springs on all four wheels keep your ride satin smooth. If it's a raw, blustery day, notice how the Nash conditioned air system surrounds you room warmth automatically. So watch for the announcement that the car of tomorrow has arrived. Then let the new Nash 600 and the new Nash Ambassador speak for themselves. And you'll know why. You'll be ahead with Nash.
If you're running into trouble on your Christmas shopping...
If that list is getting longer...
And that dough is getting shorter...
Just remember one thing, kids. Cash ain't everything.
Money is the root of all evil. Money is the root of all evil. Money is the root of all evil. Won't contaminate myself with it. Take it away, take it away, take it away. If a woman calls a man honey, and it's on account of his money, honey and money will soon be gone. Take it away, take it away, take it away. The one I love. I got the moon and stars above. I got my youth and health. What do I want with wealth? Money is the root of all evil. Money is the root of all evil. Won't contaminate myself with it. Take it away, take it away, take it away. La 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 la.
Don't worry, haven't got a job, but no hurry. I would answer if they gave me gold.
Take it away, take it away, take it away.
If you want no income tax, mister, take it easy and relax, mister. When they offer work, be strong and say,
take it away, take it away, take it away.
What am I saying?
Theater in the world, there's a green room, the room where the star waits for those magic words, you're on. But right on the stage of our NK musical showroom is our own Nash Kelvinator green room. And behind that big green door with the big shiny star waits our guest of the evening. A fellow who's been tops in show business from the day he started as a kid star with Gus Edwards to right now when he's one of the most successful movie producers in Hollywood. But producer or no, the place he belongs is on a stage, doing that wonderful thing to audiences that he's always been famous for. Come on out here on the stage where you belong, George Jessel.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Georgie, usually when a star steps out of the green room, we know exactly what he ought to do. If he's a singer, he sings. If he's a comedian, he comedes. But George Jessel has done so many things, we hardly know where to begin. However, the first thing that comes to the radio listener's mind is when he talks on the telephone to his family.
Ladies and gentlemen, our green room star, Georgie Jessel.
Hello, Mr. Spivey. This is Georgie Jessel. How are you, Mrs. Spivey? Oh, you just broke your leg. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Look, Spivey, would you mind running up three flights of stairs and asking my Aunt Debbie to come down to your phone? Well, I want to talk to her. No, you see, she can't use her phone because something is wrong. Who knows what it is? Something with the bill. I don't know. Who knows? They sent up two men, took out the whole phone and the wires and everything. The book they left, but go holler in the book, you know. Oh, you say my aunt is right there in your store? Well, isn't that a coincidence? I say, it's good that she's there. You shouldn't run up the stairs with a broken leg. Yeah, put her on. Thank you. Hello? Aunt Debbie? Yeah, this is your nephew, George. Yeah, how are you feeling? Oh, you see spots in front of your eyes. Is that so? Wherever you look, you see spots. Did you ask the rest of the family? Nobody sees the spots, only you. Look, honey, look out of the window. How is it? Also spots. Well, honey, if you see spots in front of your eyes, why don't you wear your glasses like Dr. Crunk I told you to? Your glasses are on your forehead. Well, how long will it take to get that down? Well, you got the glasses on now? How is it? You see the spots better with the glasses. Fine. Say, look, Aunt Debbie, did my sister Anna get there yet? Oh, she's there, but she's icebox. A Kelvinator. Ain't Clinicate, a Kelvinator she has. She probably finds Xanax sitting in there in a Nash. Well, I guess that takes care of everybody. Hello. Hello, Anna. Yeah, look, honey, you do nothing but eat. Now, look, I'm your oldest brother, and if I'm not thinking of your future, who's going to do it? But look, what's going to be with that fellow of yours, for heaven's sake? You're engaged now 33 years, Anna. You'll get married as soon as he gets a job. Look, honey, that fellow has no future. Any fellow who gets fired from the 5 and 10 cent store because he can't remember the prices, such a fellow... You love him because he's good-hearted. What makes you think he's so good-hearted? When he goes out in the streets, the dogs lick his hands? If he's done. Hello, Aunt Debbie. Look, I wish you'd give some advice to Anna. I know, but she's my only sister. I can't holler at her, honey. Well, I guess I better let her alone. She's in love, and there you are. Yeah, I guess she better get the most out of life that she can. You know what Longfellow tells us? Tell me not in mournful numbers, life is but an empty dream. I say Longfellow told us that. I shouldn't go around with him. He's drunk. No, Aunt Debbie. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, the poet. He didn't live next door to us at all. That was Lawnworth, a bookmaker who lived next door. Look, I can't talk anymore, honey. Oh, Uncle Sal wants to say something to me? Oh, put him on. Hello, Uncle Sal. Oh, you want to talk to Patty of the Andrews Sisters? Well, I don't blame you. Patty, will you talk to my Uncle Sal here?
Why, sure. Hello? Well, thank you, Mr. Milford. Well, we always do the best we can. You'd like me to get George to sing his old song, My Mother's Eyes? Well, I'll ask him. Oh, George, your uncle wants you to sing My Mother's Eyes.
Is that what he told you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I rehearsed him for an hour. He should request me to sing a song from the Dolly Sisters. My latest production in Technicolor for 20th Century Fox with Betty Grable and June Haver, soon coming to your local theater.
No, Georgie. Look, Georgie, he insists upon you singing My Mother's Eyes.
But, Patty, my dear, that song is so old and it'll be so corny now.
Oh, Georgie, you know better than that. Songs about mother are never corny.
Oh, you're just a sentimental Patty. All right, you'll get an old song with a recitation and all.
Wonderful.
One bright and guiding light that taught me wrong from right, I found in my mother's eyes. Those baby tales she told, that road all paved with gold, I found in my mother's eyes. Just like a wandering sparrow, one lonely soul, I've walked the straight and narrow just to reach my goal. God's gift sent from above, one real unselfish love I found in my mother's eyes. Hanged on the highest tree, I know whose tears would come up to me. My mother. If I were drowned in the deepest sea, I know whose tears would come down to me. My mother's. The world may call you failure, the fates may grind you small, in the eyes of your mother, you're as big and as great as them all.
God's gift sent from above. One real unselfish love I found in my heart.
Ah, wonderful, wonderful, Georgie Gessel. The applause tells you that. But as a permanent symbol of your outstanding contribution to the world of entertainment, here is a model of the Green Room Door, the Nash Calvinator Green Room Award.
Thank you so much, and give my love to the girl.
No picture ever had a more beautiful frame than the inside of a big gleaming Calvinator refrigerator. For the door trim on every new Calvinator is one smooth, unbroken band of shimmering stainless steel. But greater beauty isn't the only reason why Calvinator's special door trim is an important extra value feature. It saves work, too. For it eliminates over 80 unsightly, dirt-catching screw heads used originally. Just one easy stroke wipes it sparkling clean. There isn't a single screw head to catch your cloth. And it's that kind of attention to the smallest engineering details that has packed the new Deluxe Calvinator refrigerator with so many big extra value conveniences, like storage space for up to 30 pounds of frozen foods, and a magic shelf that makes extra room for tall bottles and bulky foods. Yet, even with all these extras, the price of this Deluxe Calvinator refrigerator now on display is amazingly low. So visit your Calvinator dealers tomorrow, and be sure to ask about the new Calvinator Automatic Cook Electric Range and Calvinator Home Freezers, soon to come. Then you'll know why. To get the best things first, get Calvinator. And now a bedtime story for the kid who raids that Calvinator every night and falls asleep on the back seat of that Nash coming home from Granny's. Uncle Kurt, Auntie Patty, Maxine, and Laverne just want you to watch your step for the next couple of weeks. Remember, Santa Claus is coming to town.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He's making a list and checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake.
He knows if you've been bad or good.
Don't be good for goodness sake.
Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Tin horns, a little toy drum. Toot, toot, and rum-a-dum-dum. Santa Claus is coming. Curly-head dogs, toddle and coo, elephant folks and kitty cars too. Santa Claus is coming to town.
The kids and girl and boy land will have a jubilee. They're gonna build a toiling town all around the Christmas tree.
You better watch out.
You better not cry.
You better not pout.
I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
And he knows when you're away.
He knows if you've been bad or good. Don't be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out.
You better not cry.
You better not pout.
I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming.
You mean the big fat man with the long white beard?
He's coming to town!
Kurt Massey, Vic Schoen, the Ambassadors, and the Andrews Sisters, an all-star lineup if there ever was one, get together on a tune that rates star billing if a tune ever did. That really great love song, Stardust.
Ooh.
purple dust of starlight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars shine, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust, the music of the years gone by.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night. But that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song. Just beside a garden wall, when stars are lighting you, I'd like you, like you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale, a paradise where roses grow. Oh, I dream that always in my heart it will remain.
Shows off just about every new model on display in the Nash Calvinator Musical Showroom, so...
Good night, folks. See you next Wednesday.
From the Andrews sisters.
So long, folks.
From Kurt Massey, next Wednesday in the Nash Calvinator Green Room, in the showcase of the showroom, that popular band leader and composer Ray Noble, playing the tunes he wrote that you all love. So remember...
We'll be with you each Wednesday at the time.
Nash, builders of Nash Motor Cars. Calvinator, builders of Calvinator home appliances. Nash Calvinator, makers of Nash Motor Cars, Calvinator and Leonard home appliances will be looking for you next Wednesday in the NK Musical Showroom starring the Andrews sisters. This is CBS, Columbia Broadcasting System.
KNX, Los Angeles.